Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Very excited about this episode. Have an amazing guest coming up. Just wanted to mention first that everyone, you guys can check out the online store on the page on that upper tab right there. You could see the Your Time with Josie hats that are now available and the T-shirts, and check that out. That is super exciting. So, all right, everyone, please welcome amazing singer-songwriter Alexandra Moore.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Super excited to talk to you.
I'm super excited to talk to you, too, Josie.
Thank you. Very excited. I'm such a big fan. So I'm very excited. Everyone is so excited in the chat room to talk to you. So really quick, before we get to the chat room questions, I'll just start off the interview. So how did you get started in the music business?
That's actually a really crazy story. I had homework to do, a self-introduction speech, and we couldn't start off with, "Hi, my name is." So I started off singing. And as I was singing, my now manager, Josh, contacted his uncle and the label owner and said, "Man, we have to sign this girl." So 3 days later, we were in the studio recording my first time ever, my single, Superstar. So it all happened around 4 months ago.
That's awesome, awesome. And everyone knows your single, Superstar. Love it. It's a great dancing song. I dance to it every time I get up in the morning. It's absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind Superstar.
Well, really, it kind of resembles how I feel, you know? It's not so much I feel that I'm a superstar right now, but more of the dream of becoming a superstar and being able to go on shopping sprees and say whatever you want to do and be a superstar. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that, whether you're singing in a hairbrush or on stage in front of 1,000 people. So
absolutely, and I've been there with the brush. Definitely, you could catch me in my room, doors completely locked, and blasting music in my brush. It's always that. So what are your musical inspirations?
My goodness, I have a lot. Carrie Underwood, I would say, is definitely a musical inspiration. I think she's an amazing woman and artist and person in general. And then also, I've been a big fan of Christina Aguilera since I was younger. I just think she's all around phenomenal on stage,
absolutely,
vocals, everything. So
absolutely,
they've influenced my music a lot.
Definitely, definitely. So I read that you are currently in the studio. So do you know when your debut album will be released?
We do not have a date yet, but I can tell you that we have a lot of tracks completed, and we are getting closer and closer every time we go to the studio. And as soon as I do have a date, it'll be sure Mia Moores on Twitter will be the first to know. So
that is
just know it's
super
coming.
Exciting. I am super excited. I'll definitely get it. What kind of genres are you into that will be on this album?
It's a pop, feel-good, pop rhythmic. I don't want to give it all away, but just expect the unexpected, because there's going to be some twist-ups in some of the songs. So you'll have
awesome. That's going to get us excited now.
Yeah.
Definitely. So do you know yet where fans will be able to purchase this album?
No, not yet, but the dates will be coming very shortly.
Awesome, awesome. And also, we all know that you're on social networking sites and you chat with fans a lot. What are some of your websites, such as Twitter and Facebook?
Twitter, Facebook, and myspace.com/AlexandraMoore, all of those. Mm-hmm. And then I also have like Reverb Nation and think that's, oh yeah, and then Bandcamp. And my official site will be coming very shortly too. So that is on the way.
That's awesome. And also it's also on your website, where, you know, fans can just, it's a click away and you can go to all of her pages. That makes life easier.
Yes. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it makes life so much easier. I also wanted to mention for the fans that they could also call in to local radio stations and request your music to be played. I wanted to add that, you know, because I definitely will be calling into radio stations to get Superstar on. So definitely. So everyone do that.
Amazing.
Right now.
Thank you. Yeah, that's actually
You're
crazy
welcome.
That you said that. My Mina Moores, Shelby, and Fran actually called their local radio station in College Station, Texas. And now they play it all the time there, which is crazy. And it was all because of them calling in and requesting it. And the station ended up loving it.
That's super cool. And it's very easy. So everyone could do that. And, I mean, you have nothing to lose. You'll just, you know, listen to an amazing song. I mean, really, you win. It's win-win.
Yeah.
Definitely. So everyone, check that out. And also, do you write your own songs?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I usually write about experiences that I've gone through or am going through. I think that's very important for the songs to be relatable and possibly helping someone else going through whatever they're going through. You know, that's one big thing for me. Music has always helped me express myself. So I want to be able to help others too.
Absolutely. It's always great to have, you know, songs that everyone else can relate to. And like Superstar, everyone can relate to it. So it's always good.
Yeah.
Definitely. And before I continue, I want to take a caller. You have a caller on the line. Let's see here. Logan. Here we go. Logan, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, got a question for Alexandra?
Actually, I'd like to start out with a comment to her.
Oh, cool.
I just love your song, Superstar, and I can relate to it because someday I'm working on my singing voice and all that, and I hope to be a singer someday. So.
That's awesome, Logan.
Definitely.
Well, definitely good luck with everything that you're doing, and keep working hard, for sure.
Yeah, and I actually know Alexander Moore because we met at a Tiny Chat once, and now I have her on Skype.
Tiny Chat! Woo!
Awesome. That is super cool. That is super cool. Logan, thanks so much for calling in. You have another thing you want to say? Or?
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Logan.
Awesome. And that also brings me to my next question that I wanted to ask you. You love to do Tiny Chats, and that is completely awesome that you get to talk to fans face-to-face and stuff. Do you know when your next Tiny Chat will be?
Oh, I do not, but there will be a Tiny Chat soon. And sometimes I creep into Tiny Chats, so you really never know.
Ooh, how fun. That's exciting.
I know.
That's super cool. I was at your last one, I don't even remember when, but I remember I was at one, and you had so many people in there. It's just amazing. You had so many people in there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did she even get all these comments? They were going so fast.
Yeah,
awesome.
We tend to have tiny parties, dancing involved, candy, chocolate, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got me at chocolate. That's amazing. That's super, super cool. So what is your favorite song to sing live? Either one of yours or a cover?
Okay. Well, I actually just had a show in St. Pete at the venue, and I got to perform Heartbreaker, which is another one of my songs. It is so much fun to perform, especially because I feel that a lot of people can relate to it. And I have two backup dancers. And the dance is just really, really cool. So all together, that's definitely my favorite song to perform right now.
That is so cool. And I was wondering, What is an Alexandra Moore concert like? What's usually a performance like? What do you usually do?
Well, so far, I've just performed Superstar and Heartbreaker. We're still in the process of getting all the other songs together and releasing them, so there will be more music at the future concerts coming soon. But it's just have a good time, fun. In Treasure Island, we had beach balls being thrown around. We had four guns.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it's all about having fun and enjoying music, so that's what we try to bring to all the concerts.
That's super, super, super so much fun. So let's see here. I also wanted to know, tell us a little bit of your experience with your first live appearance on television. I saw that video. That was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. It was surreal. I still almost can't believe that I was on national television, still settling in. But the hosts were super nice, Dave and Cindy.
Definitely.
And we got to perform, do an interview, and they told everyone about my single. And it was just crazy because, you know, once it was on air, I got a whole bunch of texts from my family and friends saying, I saw you. And it was just a lot of fun. And I can't wait to do it again. So.
You did such a great job, too. Like, your performance was absolutely amazing. Loved it. And everyone could see it on YouTube, on your YouTube page.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely. That was awesome. So let's see here. Would you like to pursue anything else besides singing, such as acting or modeling?
Yes. But as of right now, I'm focusing on getting my album together and really trying to perfect my craft as an artist. But I do see later on down the road possibly getting into acting and some modeling on the side. So we'll see.
Super, super cool. Definitely, definitely. That'd be awesome. So let's see here. Do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
Not anything that I can release as of right now. Right now I'm actually getting ready to fly out to New York and take care of a few things there. So
awesome.
Stay tuned for the Twitter if you want to see any of the upcoming shows, because they'll be on there.
Definitely, definitely. So let's see. These are going to be some fun questions that you will enjoy. So do you have any embarrassing backstage moments that you could share with us?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, share.
Many. Actually, the making of Superstar, there was one part. It's not in the music video, but it's in the bloopers. We had to come out of the airplane and walk down the steps. And I was the last girl to come out. And, you know, we have to look all cute and whatnot. And as I was coming out of the airplane, I hit my head and fell.
Oh.
So that was a little embarrassing. And it was on film. Everyone was outside of the airplane watching.
Oh, well, I hope you're okay.
Yeah, after 5 minutes of laughing, I was just fine.
Definitely. That always helps.
So
do you have any rituals you like to do before you perform?
Yes. Usually I make a drink called the Stinky Stink. It smells really bad, but it's made of vinegar, honey, and water. And then I drink that beforehand. I say a prayer before I go on stage. And then just try to rock out.
What does that taste like?
Oh, my gosh. It's really bad. It's really bad. But it clears everything in your throat and...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that always helps.
Yes.
Definitely. So what do you like to do for fun?
For fun? Write music, go to the studio, and on my off days, I love to go to the beach and just relax. That's definitely one place I go when I'm stressed out or just need to think. So.
Absolutely. Especially since it's summer.
Yeah.
It's summer and it's super, super hot outside.
Yes, you
gotta swim. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see here. I'm gonna read some questions from the chat room. A fun question, Alan asks, how many pairs of shoes does Alexandra have?
Oh my gosh. That's really funny. Honestly, I don't know, but all I can say is a lot. Probably more than 20 pairs.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame us. We're girls, so we have to have our shoes. So let's see here. Reba330S in the chat room. Do you listen to country music?
Yeah. I love country music.
Definitely.
Country music.
You're a Carrie Underwood kind of girl, so that's country.
Yeah, exactly. Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. I love them all.
Definitely. So let's see here. Brianna Loves Reba in the chat room asks, are you going to sing? I want to hear you sing your favorite song. Oh, can you sing a little bit for us? I don't know if you can. Are you sure? You want to? A little bit of
Secret
Star, maybe?
I've got to get a confirmation. Maybe.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay, let's take some other questions, and then I'll get back to that one.
Yeah, good idea. Let's see here. Nelfer Bush asks, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is turquoise. I love turquoise.
Ooh, that is a pretty color. Definitely. Let's see. I don't know if I want to ask that question because it's kind of a personal question, so let's skip that one. All right, let's go back to my questions. So some fun questions. If you were stranded on a desert island, what three things would you want to have with you?
Oh my goodness. If I was sitting on an island with three things, I would probably want my guitar and some sunscreen and maybe a big dinosaur floaty so I could float in the water.
Ooh, dinosaur floaty. That rocks.
So I don't get burnt.
Definitely. So those are some good lists of things. let's see here. What is your favorite movie from 2010 so far?
Oh, man. Okay, favorite movie. I think of the one that I saw. I actually just saw Avatar the other night.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that movie was pretty cool.
Definitely. That was very, very good. Very expensive movie, too, with all the graphics and stuff. It was pretty cool, though. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Definitely. Here's a good question. Keith Zadig asks, who are your influences? Ooh, that's a good one.
well, I already told you guys, Carrie Underwood and Christina Aguilera.
Definitely.
I mean, some other musical influences that just inspire me in general. I would say Drake, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry. I love all the styles. I think they're all really, really cool.
Absolutely. Brianna Loves Reba asks, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two older sisters, and we're all 10 years apart, which is kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, though. That's super, super cool.
And I got a confirmation that I can sing for you guys. So,
really?
If you want, I could sing what I sang in class when my manager first heard me.
Yeah, definitely. We would love that.
Okay. It's called I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt.
Awesome.
Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me close, don't patronize, me, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't, and I can't make your heart feel something it I don't know if some of you guys may recognize that song, but it was also Carrie Underwood's first audition for American Idol. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Oh, I have to do this. I had to use myself. Oh, wait. Now I can't make it stop. Oh, there we go. Okay, that background screen was my mother. okay. Alrighty, but that was amazing. Absolutely loved it. There's people in the chat room. Oh my goodness, she sounds amazing. So pretty. Awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool. Logi45 in the chat room asked, would you consider a duet with Justin Bieber?
Oh, of course. That would be amazing.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. I'm excited for my first collab with whatever artist it is, but, yeah. Any collab,
absolutely,
I think, would be amazing and a lot of fun.
That would be super cool.
Sharing
that would be super cool.
Yeah.
Especially if you can go on tour with him, that would be awesome. That would be so much fun. That would be super cool. We could write letters.
Oh, really? Let's write the letters then.
Let's do it. I have no problem with that. Keith the Dig asks, tell Alexandra, oh, this is a comment, tell Alexandra that Atlanta loves her and can't wait for her to come here. Well, that's nice.
Aww, I love Atlanta, too. Woo.
Definitely.
Shout out to everyone in the A.
Oh, yeah. So many people in this chat room. It's getting a little hard to find everyone, so I'm so sorry. Let's see. Bieber Fever, oh my goodness. Bieber Fever says, is Alexandra Moore here? Well, she's here. Not in the chat room, but she's here. She's here. yeah, so everyone that's in the chat room, just let all the newcomers know that they just have to refresh the page and then click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player to hear us. Logi says, we all love you. Let's see here. My mom in the chat room says, any performances coming up in Illinois? We live in Illinois, so she's excited to hear that.
Aww.
That would be awesome.
It's definitely on the list. So.
Sweet.
Want to make it?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. We'd have to come out, though, to see you because I love,
oh, yeah,
love, love your songs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Logi says Michigan loves Alexandra. Oh, yeah. let's see here. Oh, this is a good question. What was your favorite birthday gift ever?
Probably my guitar.
Oh.
I have to go with my guitar. Yeah.
Definitely. That's a good gift. That's
yeah,
a keeper.
It's a very good
absolutely
gift. I got
absolutely
it actually.
That's awesome. Did you self-teach yourself how to play the guitar, or did you take classes?
No, I actually just watched YouTube videos and picked it up from there. I do want to take lessons, though.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely. Definitely you should. That's awesome. So let's see here. What is your favorite quote? That's also a good question.
My favorite quote would probably have to be, keep your head in the stars and your feet on the ground, by Theodore Roosevelt. Yeah,
that's
I'm liking that
a good
one right
one
now. Yes,
definitely.
It's very
that's
important to stay grounded, but dream big.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's also a good question. Do you have any advice for someone who wants to become a singer or what they could do to get there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My best advice would be to work hard every day. You know, it does take a lot of hard work, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. But if you work hard every day and you have a lot of integrity and passion behind what you do, you'll make it. And when you start getting
absolutely
tired, that's when you need to push harder because it does take
absolutely
everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's some great advice. So everyone in the chat room, take her advice. It's awesome.
Work
definitely
hard.
Absolutely. That's number one. You always have to work hard in anything that you want to do. So let's see. Oh, here's a good one, too. If you could be on any TV show, which one would it be?
Oh, my goodness. On any TV show? I don't know, really. Any of them. I can't complain. I think I want to slowly try to make my way around all of them. That would be great.
Exactly. Just pick one. Like,
yeah,
just keep going. Just keep going.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. this is funny. Logi45 says, tell Alexandra, let's get chocolate wasted.
Woo-woo! chocolate
wine. Oh, yeah. Totally. Let's see here. So many fans in the chat room are super excited. Okay, sorry. Trying to read from the chat room. Let's see here. Trying to get to everybody. What is your favorite, what's your favorite sport? Do you like sports?
Yes. I have two. Growing up, I was a swimmer and golfer for about 10 years, so I love both
of
those sports mutually. Yeah. Both a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Where was your favorite place to travel on vacation?
My favorite place has probably been the Caymans. I went there for a wedding a few years back, and the beach was just beautiful. It was beautiful. Mm.
So. That is beautiful. Where's one place that you'd like to go to that you haven't yet?
Easy. Okay. The UK. I would love to travel there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of my big supporters on Twitter are in Europe. So I when I do go overseas, I would love to visit the UK.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bieber fever. Oh, I can't do that. It's like a tongue twister. Oh, my goodness. Bieber fever says, I live in Israel. Oh, cool. Wow, it's really late there. Awesome.
Yeah.
So glad you're staying here with us. Super,
yeah,
super cool.
Her name
cool.
is Shelly. You could say Shelly next time instead of her name, by the way.
Oh, hey. Awesome. That's easier. Hi.
She's very sneaky. She's hiding from her mom right now.
That is super, super cool. I'm trying to find the usernames. I could have just called her by her name. Okay. Let's see here. trying to find some more questions here. So what are you going to do for the weekend?
The weekend. Well, tomorrow I'm just going to be working on my music and getting ready and packing. And then Sunday I'm flying to New York. So.
Oh, awesome.
The weekend. Yes.
It'll keep
very
you busy,
exciting.
Definitely.
Yes. I've never been
That'll
to New York.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. You've never been to New York? I haven't either.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, it's nice. I haven't been there. I know. I gotta get out and go there.
I've only heard good things. I've yet to hear one bad thing about New York. So I'm very, very pumped.
Definitely. I have to go. That's my list of to-goes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So let's hear. How would you describe yourself in three words? That's a fun question.
How would I describe myself in three words?
Yeah.
Bubbly. Definitely bubbly. Hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
And musically inclined. Can I say that?
Oh,
one?
Yeah. Those are good ones. Those are good ones. Those are really good ones. Definitely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's see. Laji says, Alexandra, have you ever considered to go on Ellen DeGeneres or Oprah Winfrey when your album comes out? Ooh, that would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that, I mean, definitely. If they wanted me on their show, I'd be there in a heartbeat. So.
Who wouldn't want you on their show? Come on. Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah. And you're probably not watching this, but if you guys are, come on. Definitely. So let's see. What's your favorite coffee? Wait, what does it say? What's your favorite coffee?
Oh, goodness. I feel like everyone already knows this. It's an iced caramel macchiato with soy milk. That's my favorite.
Ooh.
And I actually had one yesterday with my sister.
Yummy. Awesome. Yummy. Oh, I saw that picture on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what was in my cup.
Oh, yeah. That was in the cup. So let's see, do you have any animals?
Growing up, I never had any animals, but my managers have two doggies, Gator and Roxy, so I'm around them a lot. So I kind of have two dogs, kind of. but they're not.
Definitely. You can count those as your pet. Absolutely. You can do that.
One day, I'm gonna get a teacup Maltese poo. That's my dream dog. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. So let's see. I just put the number in the chat room, everyone, so you can call in to talk with Alexandra. Number is 1-646-381-4339. Oh, yeah. So call in. That's awesome. Oh, and I see you tweeted it. Cool. Awesome. So let's see. Bieber Fever says, I'm trying to call. Awesome. Okay. So let's see. If you could fill a fortune cookie, what would the message be? These are some fun questions.
If I could fill a fortune cookie?
Yeah.
I would probably say...
That's a difficult
one. I would probably just say, don't worry, be happy, and put a little smiley face.
Or your famous heart.
It's a nice little positive message.
Exactly. Your famous hearts, too. You know, those are totally cool.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. I love the little hand gestures. You're great.
Oh, thank you.
So let's see. If you could meet your idol, what would you say to them? Ooh.
Man. Okay, so if I could meet Carrie Underwood or Christina Aguilera, I would probably say, you guys are amazing. Teach me your ways.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn everything.
Absolutely. That would be cool. And I hope you get a chance to meet them, though, because you probably will, so I don't even have to, you know, wish you anything. But you totally will, and
That's
you will
amazing.
Be performing with them. I'm already guessing the future. Trust me. So let's see. Oh, this is cool. Alexandra, if you were asked to replace Simon Cowell on American Idol as a judge, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Oh. Totally.
Wouldn't want to be a judge of American Idol. That'd be so much fun. But if it
that
included me having to be mean, I probably would not do that.
Yeah,
that might be. Simon Cowell.
That might be a little difficult.
It'd be like RuPaul is on the show.
Yeah, exactly. I would totally I could totally see you, you know, being a judge. You'd be one of those, you know, stern but fair kind of judges. Totally. So let's see. Do you prefer performing fast or slow songs?
I prefer it really doesn't matter. If it's a slow song but it's heartfelt, I think that's just as amazing as performing an upbeat, faster, feel-good song, you know? Either or. I just love performing in general, so.
Absolutely. So what's your next step? Are you going to be making any more YouTube videos or music videos for your songs anymore? That'd be cool.
Yeah. There's a lot going on right now, so I would definitely just say stay tuned to the Twitter and YouTube and Facebook for updates, because there will be a lot more coming very shortly.
Definitely. And Twitter. You post everything on Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter is just amazing for that kind of stuff.
I'm a tweetaholic, not going to lie.
Oh, me too. Did you see how many tweet counts I have? I think I have like 25,000 tweets. Okay,
oh,
I'm addicted.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot.
I know. I have problems. So let's see. Bieber Fever says, when are you going to release Heartbreaker?
Well, we're going to have to stay tuned for that one.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Twitter. So let's see, Legi asks, if you were trying to get signed, how can you find a manager? That's a good question. How do you do
really
that?
Just singing every chance you get. Just performing. Mm-hmm. When you put your music out into the world, somebody's going to hear it, you know? And that would be my word of advice. Just sing your heart out, Do What You Love network with your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, mm-hmm. and somebody is bound to hear it. So it just, it's a matter of time and the right manager finding you instead of you finding them.
Definitely. And YouTube is a very good way of doing that because a lot of people got noticed from YouTube,
yes.
like Justin Bieber and everyone. So that's always good. So YouTube.
Definitely.
So let's see. Here's a really good question. How do you come up with ideas for your videos?
It's really, it depends on the song.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the song.
Definitely.
So,
like Superstar, it just fits.
Exactly. It's telling a story. So
yeah.
The song kind of writes the music video.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just so very well made, your music video. So many comments on it too. You have such a great fan base and everything, and it's just awesome. Keep doing what
amazing.
You're doing.
I love you guys.
Absolutely. Just keep doing what you're doing. More chats. Those are always fun.
Chat, streams, tiny chatting, all that.
All of that. Definitely. It's super cool, like, you know, websites, everything, because you get to talk to people, you know, from different places and meet a lot of cool people. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. Beaver Fever says, you should jump into your pool again with your clothes on.
Oh, my gosh. know about that? Josie?
I read something on Twitter, I believe.
Yes, I have 10,000 followers. They told me I need to jump in with my clothes on. So me, my manager, we all went in the pool. 10,000 followers.
That is hilarious. What are you gonna do for when you get 20,000 followers?
I don't know. We could start taking ideas and.
Yeah.
Somebody said that I should jump in the pool. So we took their idea. I don't remember who it was, but we'll do something pretty extravagant for 20,000, for sure.
That would be super, super cool. Absolutely. So just send your suggestions on to your Twitter. That would be super cool. So Logic45 asks, Alexandra, if you changed life with a country singer for 1 year, who would it be? That's an interesting question.
probably either Miranda Lambert or Carrie Underwood. Both of their music and what it's about. So one of those
absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely. Oh, and Shelly says it was Jessica who came up with the idea for jumping in the pool.
Yep, yes.
Definitely. Awesome. Jessica's a good mind. so let's see. What was your worst advice that you've ever received? That's fun. That's a fun question.
Man, my worst advice?
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably my worst advice was to quit singing and give up my dream. That's probably my worst advice.
Yes. That is definitely the worst.
Yes.
Definitely.
So if you guys have YouTubes,
sometimes
that happens, and don't listen to people. Always pursue your
dream. No way. Totally.
Yeah.
Keep your head up high. Absolutely. Oh, and I also wanted to mention, I saw this on your one of your pages, and it said that you can get a free download of Superstar. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think that is super, super cool.
If you go to http://alexandraamore.bandcamp.com,
mm-hmm.
there's a free download available of Superstar, and that's kind of our way of saying thank you to all of my fans that have supported me and are going to keep supporting me in the future. It's going to be the first song that we're releasing to you guys, so there you go.
Love
you
it.
You guys waited long enough to have it, yeah. So there's going to be a lot more, too, coming very soon.
That is super, super cool. And I also wanted to mention, because I have been totally entertained by your tweets lately about the those fan videos. Actually love that. That is so cool. I saw that. I saw this one girl. She was dancing to Superstar. She accidentally hit her hand on the fan. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But she was adorable. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
Cool.
The fan videos make me so happy. Like, definitely. When I watch them, it doesn't feel like they're dancing to my song. But they make me really, really happy. Yeah.
Super, super cool. And they're all on your page, and it's super cool to see all the dances, and I mean, even the guys are dancing to it. It's
yeah,
you know,
it's
all
singing it.
Kinda. I know, that is just super cool. It's all kinds of anybody could sing it. Super, super cool. And also I gotta mention this because I need to promote. People are voting for you to be Miss Twitter.
Oh yeah.
And
Suki.
I wanted to promote that. Definitely.
Every day he votes. To be Miss Twitter, and now I don't even know what Miss Twitter is, but it's amazing that he votes every day. So a big shout out to Suki and Tula. You're awesome.
That is super cool. That is super cool. So everyone should check that out.
Yes.
I will. I just got the link on here, so I'll on from your page, and I'll post it in the chat room so everyone could vote.
Yes.
So here you go, everyone. Someone just asked, how do you call in? Oh, I'll post a number in the chat room. Alrighty. Trying to get everything. Okay, here we go. There you go. So let's see. Shelly says, I vote every day. Awesome.
Aww.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Definitely. Let's see. Logie says, vote Alexandra for Miss Twitter. Amen. iPhone or BlackBerry?
Well, I actually just traded in my BlackBerry for an iPhone, and I must say that my world has completely changed. I love the iPhone.
Isn't it amazing? I have the iPhone, and it just does so much, so many applications and everything. It's amazing.
Yes.
It is definitely awesome, and it just has everything. Like, if you're, you know, a singer, it has a recording thing on it, and it's awesome. It's very, very cool. Just posted the number in there. Alex, where did you get that luck? Where did you get the luck?
The luck?
Where did you get the luck? The luck.
The luck.
Well, you're just very talented.
Oh.
It's not luck.
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah. But there you go. So let's see. Any secrets to keeping organized in the world of performing?
I mean, if you're working hard, you're pretty much on top of things. So, I mean, a planner does help, though. Not going to lie. Planner to keep organized
does
help.
Definitely, definitely. That always helps.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Did you come up with your new album cover yet? And how does that usually happen? Or did you not get that far?
No, we're probably gonna do another photo shoot for that.
Ooh, awesome!
But
then again,
maybe we'll use one of the pictures. Just have to stay tuned. So.
Definitely, stay tuned. So let's see here. I've always wanted to know this. what's typically a photo shoot? Like what do you do? Like, I mean, I know you take pictures, but like, how does that usually work? Everything.
Photo shoots, believe it or not, are a lot of work. Usually you start in the morning, get hair and makeup done, which takes about an hour. And then you do however many different looks. You have to redo hair and makeup, of course, change, and then do the photo shoot. But it usually lasts, goodness, all day, or at least a good half a day. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Your head ends up hurting if they tease your hair a little bit, but it's a lot of fun. Put the music on, dance, and take pictures.
Definitely. Sounds like fun. Whole party thing going on.
Yes.
That's super, super cool. And we have a caller. Awesome. So we will take Kristen. Kristen, you there?
Yep.
Hi, you got a question for Alexandra?
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, that I love you and I love your song, Superstar.
Thank you.
I listen to it, like, constantly.
Uh-huh.
And, I want to know what place you're, like, most excited to travel to and, like, do shows there and stuff.
I mean, really, I'm excited to travel anywhere that wants to hear my music. I'm excited. Overseas, I'm excited to go to the UK. I'm excited to do shows in Cali and everywhere, really. Where are you from, Kristen?
I'm from Canada.
Canada? Ooh. Oh, how can I? Okay, and my whole family's from Canada, so I'm very, very excited to travel to Canada, too.
Well,
everywhere. Ontario, Vancouver.
I'm from Ontario, so if you ever come here, I'll be there.
I will be there. And, I wanted to find out more about Mutt's music. I think that'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. I contact them, like, all the time because I'm always there, so I should I'll request them to bring you in or something.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Kristen.
Bye.
Bye. Love you, girl.
Love you, too.
That is awesome. This is really fun. I like taking the callers. This is really cool. It's fun. This is a fun Friday night kind of thing. It's cool.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. So let's see here. Lodgy wanted me to tell you that you in a few more years you will have a few Grammys and you'll be on tour.
Oh, wow! Thank you.
There you go.
Positive vibes. I like it. I love it.
Positive vibes. And before, we're running out of time, but before we go, I just wanted to mention that pretty soon your music video is going to be on the Twist magazine, if I'm correct, on 7/12, I believe.
Actually, it was debuted on Twist magazine two or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So it's already in their blogging, but it debuted on Twist. So that was really, really exciting.
That's awesome. That is very, very exciting. And I just wanted to just let you know that I am very excited to see all of your new stuff, get your CD, and can't wait to see more of you. Super, super exciting.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. I absolutely love you, and I will talk to you on Twitter.
Yes, definitely. Tweet me.
definitely. We'll Twitter. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Right, bye, girl.
Bye. Awesome. Everyone, I had such a blast. Alexandra is such a sweet girl. She's so sweet. Absolutely love her. And I know you all were super, super excited to talk to her. And everyone who called in, thanks so much for calling in. And everyone in the chat room, thank you so much for coming. And I definitely want her to come back. It was amazing. And now it's time for the game. Game time. So basically how it's going to work is I'm going to, we're going to play Pick a Prize. And so my mother, she is going to pick a lucky person in the chat room right now. She wrote down all of your names in a paper, all in paper and put it in a cap. And she's just going to pick someone and then you can choose a prize. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that interview. That was lots of fun. Alexandra Moore is an absolute doll. And how about that voice? Absolutely amazing. All right. So I wanted to go ahead and draw a name and see who we have as a lucky, lucky winner here in the chat room. Always pays to be in the chat room. Always pays. All right. Let's see. And our winner is? All right, it looks like KP Loves Demi. KP Loves Demi, you are the winner. And tonight you get to have all kinds of fun. It's a special giveaway. Instead of us telling you what the prize is, you get to tell us. So you have a choice. You have a choice between a signed autograph from the show, a T-shirt, or a cap, all from Your Time with Josie. So hold on the line, and Josie will explain to you how it is that you can get your prize. Thanks, everybody. Hold on for some more details about some upcoming guests.
Hello, everyone. So congratulations, KP Loves Demi. You can send me where to send your prize. And also with the email, just send it to josie@josieshow.com, posting it in the chat room. And just let me know if you want the cap, T-shirt, or the autograph, and we will send it out to you. Give it a week for delivery. And we will send it out ASAP. So please send it to that address that I just posted, and we will send your prize. Thank you guys so much for participating, and I also wanted to mention our upcoming guests. Super, super excited. We have a full list here. On 8-6-2010, we have Nick Finaccio. 8-13, we have Danny Flowers. On 8-20-2010, we have the Carter Twins, Josh and Zach. On 8-27-2010, we have Susie Uravic. 9-3-2010, we have Lydia Salnikova. And 9-10-2010, we have Corey Jean Olsen. So that is super, super exciting. I hope you guys come back next week. We have even more fun, even more prizes, even more super, super exciting interviews with amazing people. So talk to you guys soon.